This is Anna Twitty's first real Midwest winter. She moved to Bloomington in late October from central North Carolina, where she grew up, to take a job at Illinois State University. Anna is nervous about her first season of winter driving. She's planning to even leave her old plates on her car for the time being. So if you see a Toyota Corolla with North Carolina plates inching its way through Bloomington Normal, you might want to cut her some slack.
At least I feel like that will give people a good signal on the road to, like, give me a wide berth if stuff's happening. I don't know. I mostly feel bad for other people who have to share the road with me, but I'm trying.
This winter has not been too bad around here in central Illinois, other than that pre-Christmas deep freeze. Anna was back in North Carolina and missed that, though she got a dose of frigid reality when she flew back to Central Illinois Regional Airport and went to drive home. Her trunk was frozen shut, and then unexpectedly popped open the next day while driving on Veterans.
It was really funny, and I've never had to think about that kind of thing before. People were like, oh, you can get de-icer and stuff for it, and I was like, what?
Anna is not alone. Whether you're new to winter driving or a seasoned pro, I think we can all learn a little something from Steve Price. He is a driver's education instructor at Normal West High School. Steve's number one tip is to slow down. Speed is your number one enemy. After safely navigating a few winter storms, Price says it is tempting to want to drive like it's sunny and clear outside. But slow down. Let off your accelerator sooner when you're approaching an intersection where many accidents happen.
Normally a good 3-second following distance underneath ideal conditions, so you're going to have to increase that. Knowing when it rains, it's going to take you twice as long to stop, and when you throw snow and ice in, there's really no other comparison.
Tip number two, clear your vehicle. Take the time to clear off your roof, windows, headlights, taillights. Yes, it's annoying. Yes, it's time-consuming. But it helps you drive safe and is also good winter driving etiquette.
Some people you see going down the road, it looks like a snowstorm in itself because they didn't clear those windows and those rooftops off.
Anna Twitty is already practicing this one. She bought herself a serious snow brush and ice scraper and is building in some snow and ice clearing time in her commute.
I assume the more I do it, the less it'll stick out to me as a hassle, if that makes any sense. And, I'm already, getting better at my scraping form, I guess.
Steve's tip number three, be careful on bridges. They can be extra slippery.
It's where the airflow is underneath and they tend to freeze and thaw and refreeze, and salt is on those areas, but necessarily there's going to be those slick spots.
Tip number four, skidding. Let's say you are driving slow, but you still start skidding during a turn. What should you do?
Definitely turn in the direction of the skid. So, for instance, if your back end is swinging to the right, you would turn your wheel to the right. However, eventually, you're going to have to bring your wheel back to that home position once the car straightens out. If not, and you leave that wheel turned, then you're going to begin to fishtail.
Tip number five, avoid snow plows and salt trucks. If you see a plow or salt truck nearby or their lights, slow down, give them space. Move to the left lane if they're in the right lane. It's also inadvisable to really pass them. Here's Chris Blaney, one of Central Illinois' most experienced snow plow drivers for the Illinois Department of Transportation.
When I'm driving that truck, I got people I know coming by honking at me, calling me on, hey man, I saw you driving. I cannot hear or pay attention to anything but what I'm doing. So your headlights are in a pile of snow behind me.
Tip number six, the last one on our list, is to get ready before it snows. Steve recommends preparing a winter driving kit for your vehicle. That should include things like a small folding shovel, extra wiper fluid and antifreeze, and some road salt or cat litter for traction. Reporting from the frozen tundra, I'm Ryan Denham.